I am so grateful for everything in my life, and especially for you all, because you come in here and you support me, and I could be going through something, but boy, I tell you, after I get through talking with some of you and giving you the words that Spirit has given me, oh, wow. You know, my topic this morning is attitude of gratitude. And we just finished the book study, Spiritual Economics. And in it, I've heard it a lot of times, but Eric Butterworth really opened my eyes this time. I think it goes along with when you are ready for this truth, then you hear it, you receive it. And in this study, he said that gratitude is not just gratitude, it's an attitude. It's an attitude to be carried in everything you say and do. It's an attitude that never leaves you. It's an attitude that is always with you. And I thought about the times when, you know, sometimes we get a little down and we're, oh, poor me. But when I thought about that, even in that, my attitude is of gratitude. That I can even feel emotions, that I can even feel and catch myself when I've fallen into that state. So our co-founder, Charles Fillmore, his teachings show that gratitude is not just a fleeting emotion. It's a transformative force that elevates our consciousness. Wow, you know, that's a magnitude of a statement. It's a transformative force. Force is energy. It's energy that can elevate your consciousness. In the hustle and bustle of daily life, it's all too easy to focus on the challenges and the things that are coming at us. And in his book, Eric called them projects. I'm not thinking of my challenges as projects, because it means I have something I can work on. Yeah, something I can practice this attitude of gratitude, not for the thing that's happening, but for the ability to rise above it, for the ability to put it in proper perspective and move on through the appearances of it. Yeah. Not so much are we grateful for experiences, but aren't you grateful that you can move through them one by one, tackle them? One of the teachings is, of myself I can do nothing, through the Christ in me I can do all things. That's what I think of when I'm going through stuff, that of the Christ in me, I can do all things. That means that I have the tools in my tool belt to move through. That's an attitude. If you go through life saying that, that's an attitude. I can do, there's nothing I can't move through the Christ within me. And that's my truth, and I'm sticking to it, like they say. Yeah. We are reminded in unity that our thoughts create our reality. Well, this morning we just learned our thoughts and our feelings, if we get deep feelings about what we're thinking about, that they create our reality. So what happens when you dwell on scarcity? I'm sure we're all watching the news right now. Anybody panic? Nah. No, we don't panic. Because we know that the presence and power that created us is in us. It will sustain us if we, what? Surrender to it. And let it lead and guide us through it, and not hold the negativity, and not hold the thoughts of scarcity or lack. There's no lack in spirit. There's no lack in God. But you have work to do. It doesn't just happen. You have to turn your focus towards things of spirit, towards the truth of our being. That's how we make it through. That's how we survive. And you have a whole community here. All of us are moving around and having our being in the love of one another. The vibrations that we give one another, guess what? When I go out that door, they're still there. Almost to the point I want to hug somebody that's being a grump. But you know I don't do that. That might get me into another kind of challenge. But you know, when we get this attitude of gratitude, it will lift you up. It will lift you up and move you through your experiences. Now, whenever I talk to people about things of spirit, you know, they'll look at me like, but what do I say every Sunday up here? It takes practice, right? You got to try it out. You can't just listen to me and go out and never do anything with it. You can't just read the books that we read, inspiring us, and never go out and test them out. You have to do the work. If it's not working for you, then you need to do the work. Johnny Coleman, she was a Unity minister, but she's a New Thought minister, profound woman. She said, it works if you work it. It works if you work it. Yes. So, when we acknowledge the good in our lives, whether it be the warmth of a friend's smile or the beauty of nature, anybody drive along, I don't know, is that Clay? By the park there? Oh, the trees, my gosh. They are so beautiful. If you haven't, go that way home, just to circle around through the park. It's beautiful. But as I was saying, when we acknowledge the good in our lives, whether it's the warmth of a friend's smile, or whether it's the beauty of nature, or even the lessons that we've learned through adversity, we open ourselves to receiving even greater blessings. I want you to, right here, right now, I want you to take a moment to reflect on the many gifts you have received. Could have been a phone call from someone you hadn't heard from in a long time. Or it might have been the health of a friend or a family has improved. Or it might have been a gift that you have received. Or a newborn baby has come into your life. Take a moment right now and feel that joy you feel when you think that thought. You know, those same feelings that are bubbling up in you right now, those same feelings, you can go with that same attitude as you go throughout your day, knowing that all is well in your soul. Yes. You know, I am so grateful for this spiritual community. I am grateful for our ability to gather in this chapel. Guess what? We got lights, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And how's the temperature in here? Well, I shouldn't ask that. Yes. We do have some cold nature. But still, we're not out in the elements.
Right.
Yeah. We're not out in the elements. And as we look around the room, guess what? I feel love. How about you?
Yes.
Yeah. Looking in the eyes of one another. You know, each day, let's make a commitment, all of us. Let's make a commitment to make a conscious effort to express gratitude for the gifts that we have received, no matter how small they may be. I know yesterday someone brought me a piece of cake. Hey! That filled me up with gratitude. I probably should have left it on the table. But small things that people do, a phone call, a thank you. So I want us to start right here because you know collective thought is powerful. Collective thought is powerful. It encompasses a wide area of energy. And as you go out, that energy is spreading. So we're going to, together, we're going to feel the energy of gratitude. And we're going to do that by noticing how your spirit lifts when you even think of you stop for a moment and think about. How did your energy shift? It shifted upwards, didn't it? Gratitude is not merely a response to receiving something material, because we just experienced it here in our thoughts. It's a lens through which we choose, there's that big word, choose, to view our experiences. Even the adverse ones, how do you choose to view them? They only come to pass. How did you choose to view the experiences? Some of us can look back and say, wow, that was a wise choice. I chose love instead of hate. I chose peace instead of dissension. What are we choosing? We're going to choose here in this room together. Yeah. When we embody gratitude, we align ourselves with the divine flow of life. And guess what? We become open channels for love, joy, abundance to flow into and through us. We allow God's Spirit to express through us and out into the universe. We open ourselves up to one another. Yeah. I'm feeling that energy in the room right now. So let gratitude be the foundation of your spiritual practice. In times of challenge, remember that there is always something to be grateful for. Always something to be grateful for. I recently was involved in a car accident. And yes, I have my moments, but then when we realize I'm moving, nothing hurts. Nothing is hurting the other person. Yeah, my car is a little banged up, but guess what? Insurance took care of it. I am grateful for what I have. I am grateful for what I give. When I talked with the gentleman who was on the other side of the accident, I was grateful for the way that he handled himself. There's always something to be grateful for. I'm grateful that that experience has passed on, because I didn't block it in or box it in or keep it. I let it go. I let it go because I thought to myself, what is all this in the big picture? A little dot. Yeah. Charles Fillmore, our co-founder, he wrote, "Every trial or difficulty we meet is a chance to grow in our understanding of truth." That's true. I guess I'm supposed to sing it. Every trial or difficulty. I needed that right there. I'm grateful for that little influence. Up here. But I'm grateful for everything that occurs in any moment. Every trial or difficulty we meet is a chance to grow in our understanding of truth. And that's what we're here about, right? That's why we're here. We want to understand truth so we can walk the way of truth. We want to live from the Christ consciousness within us. We want to go forth out into the fire or out into whatever challenges may occur and know we're under the protecting presence of God. That's what it's all about, keeping our attitude centered in spirit. Yes. Jesus Christ said, Charles Fillmore said in Jesus Christ Heals, "Metaphysicians have discovered that words that express thanks, gratitude, praise, release energies of mind and soul. And their use is usually followed by effects so pronounced that they are quickly identified with the words that provoke them." Yeah, sometimes we feel that instantaneous result, don't we? When we do a good deed or someone does a good deed for us, it can be instantaneously. And metaphysicians, you're metaphysicians, you're studying this deeper meaning of truth. Yeah. So, as you go about life, yes, there may be some disappointments. Things don't always turn out how we want them to, right? Yeah, but know there is more to you than your human self. But I believe gratitude is one of the tools that can open the door for you, move you through those disappointing moments. So I invite you this week, share your appreciation with others. You should have something daily that you can share with one another. Let others know the impact that they make on your life. Create a ripple effect of gratitude that spreads throughout your environment. And together, Let's celebrate this attitude of gratitude, knowing that it aligns us with the divine presence within and around us. We can do that, can't we?
Yes.
Yeah. Let's practice right now. Let's touch our inner spirit. Let's make that inward journey. But first, let's recite together the Lord's Prayer that Jesus Christ gave us, because I like to say this because it brings me into focus. It brings attention towards that oneness that we are. So let's affirm it together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. So take a deep breath and center yourself in your seat. One presence, one power in the universe. We affirm that at the beginning of every service. One presence, one power in the universe and in my life. That's enough to stir up that gratitude that is within us. That's an attitude. We live and move and have our being in that one presence, in that power. This morning we celebrate. We celebrate all that we are, that we're more than just a human being. That in us is that divinity, that connection, that Christ, that spark. In us is that light. And as we journey down this path, breathing in and breathing out, giving ourselves permission to relax into our seats right here, right now. Breathing in and breathing out, moving into our heart region, to that point at which we make that connection with our indwelling spirit. Holy Spirit, we're so grateful that we know you, that we know you're moving in and throughout us, that you're binding us together in the oneness that we are. And we accept the gifts that you have presented us with. The gift of life, the gift of breath, the gift of movement and activity of our bodies, the gift of our minds that are so connected that we know we too are part of the whole. Part of that one presence, that one power. There's no separation. And so at this moment, deep within, we settle into a moment of quietness where we may each commune individually with our indwelling spirit. Right here, right now in the quiet. Dear God, we're so grateful for the gifts that we have just received in this moment. The gift of love and the gift of light. Light that our path may be clear. And that we may know we walk in the presence and the power and the wisdom of Spirit. As we move in the flow of this abundant life, we know we are living in an attitude of gratitude, not just for today, but going forward and going back, knowing the past is healed and the future is bright. So for this and all things, we just say thank you, God. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your light. Thank you for letting us know through your wisdom that we are expressions of you, part of the whole, no separation. So for this and all things, we just say, thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is, and so we let it unfold right here, right now. And as we go forward, we know we walk in the light of gratitude and joy. And for this we say, amen. I want you to affirm with me, and hopefully you've been working with this affirmation, those of you who get the e-blast. And the affirmation is in your insert. It's, with an attitude of gratitude, I am one with divine life. Together. With an attitude of gratitude, I am one with the divine life. And now think of someone, bring them to mind, place them, and we're good visualization list. Place them right in front of you, anyone who you feel would be open to this energy that we want to feed them. And we're going to repeat that saying, you are, together, with an attitude of gratitude, you are divine life. And as a spiritual family, and for as a family of spiritual beings, let's affirm this together. With an attitude of gratitude, we are one with divine life. And it is so, and so it is. Amen.